Welcome to the brand new show called Let's Talk Homeschool. I'm Davis. I'm with my lovely wife, Rachel, and we are your hosts.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be with you today, and I look forward to spending more time together in the near future.
Welcome to episode number one. This is our trailer where we hope to give you a good idea of what you can expect to hear on this podcast. Are you ready? As the name of the show states, the purpose of Let's Talk Homeschool is to talk about everything homeschooling. We'll be laser focused on this topic. We'll discuss why you should and all the reasons why you can. If you're considering stepping out in faith and beginning a homeschooling journey of your own, then this show is for you. If you just started, we will affirm your decision to take this path less traveled. We plan to encourage you each step of the way. If you're committed to this lifestyle, and it really is a lifestyle, then we want to challenge and inspire you to new heights, to take it to the next level. Finally, we want to celebrate the many milestones you get to experience with your whole family as you walk by faith and enjoy this amazing adventure of a lifetime that we call home education. We are your coaches, your cheerleaders, your biggest fans, rooting for you at the beginning, middle, and end of your journey. We are here to train you, to teach you, and to root you on. We want to be the mentors for you that we didn't have. We believe that if there was ever a time to homeschool, it is now. Our vision is that you and millions of other families will homeschool their kids from birth all the way to high school graduation. But we don't just want you to merely survive. We want you to persevere and thrive and have the best and most successful family homeschooling experience possible.
Okay, everyone, full disclosure. We've been doing this for a long time with our seven kids, but I didn't want to homeschool in the beginning. And that is why we are so passionate to share this journey with you now. If you're considering homeschool, maybe just thinking about it like we dared to do all those years ago, or maybe you've already started, whether you started for an emotional reason, or maybe just a circumstantial reason, or maybe just because your friends did it, it's on a whim. We want to encourage you to keep on keeping on. We want to affirm you in your homeschooling decision. You've made a good decision. And if you haven't made it yet, it's a good decision to make. We want to encourage you. Why, once you start, should you keep on going? That's what we want to talk to you about. We want to encourage you to take the next step and to keep on. We want to challenge you to not quit. Look, it is easy to step out into homeschooling and then decide, maybe not. Maybe this really isn't for me. But we want to challenge you to keep on keeping on. It's really what separates the men from the boys. And we have seen that in our own homeschool journey. And we want to inspire you. We all need stories from people further down the path to give us the gas we need to keep on going. So we want to inspire you with our own stories and other stories when you face those intersections and those obstacles that are inevitable along the journey. And finally, we want to celebrate with you all of those amazing milestones of home education. Look, I remember when my oldest son was really struggling to read. And I felt everything was on my shoulders. I felt like I needed to prove that this decision that we had made was not an absolutely stupid decision to have made. And he was really having a hard time. But I remember the day that he actually read an entire book. Mike Mulligan and his steam shovel, actually. We need to be able to celebrate with someone when our kids figure out A, apple, A. And certainly when they figure out algebraic equations, when they can comprehend some other language that we're trying to teach them, and certainly when they graduate. This is our vision for you, to be with you every step of the way. I can hardly wait.
Okay, Rachel, let me ask you a question. If you think back to the beginning of your homeschooling journey, what do you wish somebody would have told you back then?
That's a great question. There's a lot of things that I wish someone would have told me. I wish someone had told me to keep breathing. And that sounds silly, but I was so afraid when I started home educating that I was going to somehow mess up the kids, or they weren't going to get everything that they needed to get, or everything that I would imagine they would have gotten if they had gone to school, that they were somehow going to be at some sort of a disadvantage because we were keeping them at home as a family. I wish someone had told me that God had a plan that was way beyond what my plan was, because it's scary to feel like you have just chosen to take on the education of your children. And it just feels like you have to figure all of that out. You have to figure out all this curriculum and how you're going to do it and when you're going to do it and how you're going to grade it, if you're going to grade it, who's going to look at it, how you're going to plan it, when you're going to get it all done and do laundry and keep them clothed and make dinner. I think I wasted a lot of time in the beginning not enjoying it.
So just the sheer magnitude of this idea that is a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
Was overwhelming at the beginning.
Yeah.
And so you just wish someone would have told you to take a deep breath and relax a little bit, not try your best not to be overwhelmed at the very beginning.
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing. I don't necessarily think it's bad to admit that you're overwhelmed. One of the marvelous things that I've learned through home education has been the glorious reality of how much I need God. Because I didn't need him as much when I was putting our oldest son on a bus. I didn't need God as much because I was sending him away and someone else was handling him and all of that. But when he was home, when we brought him home, and then, you know, he had siblings, and we had all of these kids, and I felt the enormity of the weight of the responsibility, and yet the privilege and the honor and the opportunity to educate these kids and to point them to God and prepare them for what he had planned for their lives. I mean, it is a mind-blowing opportunity. And it feels incredibly overwhelming. But the glorious part of that moment of overwhelmed is that we have a God that is right there that we can depend on to meet our every need. And so, I mean, the overwhelming is, although it seems really negative and really bad at the beginning, it's actually an amazing, glorious moment. I heard a mom one time, and I wish I could remember who it was. I would love to give her credit for this quote because I think it's so perfect. She said that her mother told her that it was a good thing she wasn't perfect, because if the mother had been perfect, she said, if I was perfect, you kids wouldn't need God. And I think so often as moms, we try so hard to do it all just right and just perfect. But when we do that, in a way, we're kind of failing our children. Because then they don't need God, they need mom. And I don't want my kids to need me more than they need God. And I don't want them to think that I got it all figured out. I want them to see that I really don't. I'm doing my level best, and I'm being diligent, and I'm persevering, but that I'm depending on God. That it's I know that I can't do this. So I guess what I wish somebody would have said is breathe, because that's always helpful to breathe. But also, if someone had just assured me, you know, Rachel, really, you can't do this. You really can't. Right. I mean, there's a real exhale there to just give I can't a really big hug and go, you know, I really can't do this, but God can do this through me.
Mm. That's huge. Okay. I'm going to ask you another question, but I don't want you to answer.
Okay.
So I just asked you, you know, what do you wish somebody would have told you way back then at the very beginning of your journey?
Okay.
Now we're not done yet.
No.
But we're much closer to the finish line of our home education with our children right now. So right now, what would you want to tell a mom who's just now beginning about everything that you've experienced now that you're further down the path? But don't answer.
Okay.
We'll save that for another episode.
Okay, great. That's torture. Thanks.
Folks, we've been doing this for 23 years so far, so you definitely want to hear more of what Rachel has to say. The sponsor of this show is Apologia Educational Ministries, whose mission is to help homeschooling families learn, live, and defend the faith. Apologia is the number one publisher of creation-based science and biblical worldview curricula for homeschooling families with over 80 number one awards, covering a time span of more than 10 years in a row. Now that's impressive, but more importantly, that's why Apologia is trusted by homeschooling families all across the USA and the entire world. Go to apologia.com, a great place to explore creation. Well, it's time to bring this wonderful trailer to a close. Thanks for listening to this short introduction of a brand new podcast. We hope you'll join us when the show starts in March of 2019. This is Let's Talk Homeschool, and we are your hosts, Davis and Rachel Carman. Have a great day, and until next time, we are walking by faith and enjoying the homeschooling adventure of a lifetime.